You're listening to the audio production of The Cure for the Common Life by Max Licato, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Ben Holland.
Chapter 1. Your sweet spot. You have one. Each person is given something to do that shows who God is. 1 Corinthians 12:7. Sweet spot. Golfers understand the term. So do tennis players. Ever swung a baseball bat or paddled a ping-pong ball? If so, you know the oh-so-nice feel of the sweet spot. Connect with those prime inches of real estate and kapow! The collective technologies of the universe afterburn the ball into orbit, leaving you frisbee-eyed and strutting. Your arm doesn't tingle, and the ball doesn't ricochet. Your boyfriend remembers birthdays. The tax refund comes early. And the flight attendant bumps you up to first class. Life in the sweet spot rolls like the downhill side of a downwind bike ride. But you don't have to swing a bat or a club to know this. What engineers give sports equipment, God gave you. A zone, a region, a life precinct in which you were made to dwell. He tailored the curves of your life to fit an empty space in his jigsaw puzzle. And life makes sweet sense when you find your spot. But how do you? Where do you go? What pills do you order? Class do you take? Or infomercial do you watch? None of the above. Simply quarry your uniqueness. Da Vinci painted one Mona Lisa. Beethoven composed one Fifth Symphony. And God made one version of you. He custom designed you for a one-of-a-kind assignment. Mine like a gold digger the unique-to-you nuggets from your life. When I was 6 years old, my father built us a house. Architectural Digest didn't notice, but my mom sure did. Dad constructed it board by board every day after work. My youth didn't deter him from giving me a job. He tied an empty nail apron around my waist, placed a magnet in my hands, and sent me on daily patrols around the building site, carrying my magnet only inches off the ground. One look at my tools, and you could guess my job. Stray nail collector. One look at yours, and the same can be said. Brick by brick, life by life, God is creating a kingdom, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2:5. He entrusted you with a key task in the project. Examine your tools and discover it. Your ability unveils your destiny. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?